This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide trial. Meanwhile, the president falls flat with electric cars in Michigan. Climate has hit a road bump. And the House votes to censure Representative Gosar, removing him from several committees. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope your day and week has gone well so far as we continue to motor through what's left of November. It'll be Turkey Day this time next week. Hard to believe. I hope you're working on thawing the bird out if you partake in eating turkeys. So we are going to have, by the way, the turkeys of 2021 coming up next week as part of some of the fun things that we're going to unveil as we get closer to the tail end of the year. So think about that for a second. If you had to make a list of the two top turkeys, which could be anything, politically speaking, business-wise, just people in general, or something that's happened in our world, sports team, whatever, you could put whatever you want as the turkey or turkeys of the year. I have a very, very long list. All right, they're not turkeys anymore. I'm going to start with this one. John Deere factory workers. That kind of went unnoticed after the strike went on and on and on. Not in the beginning it didn't, because it was really surprising. So many workers, 10,000 workers, walked off the job mid-October for the first time since the mid-'80s. Just showing us what the pandemic has done as far as power to the people and employees, et cetera, because they said, nah, we're out. So the union, the United Auto Workers, said that the members ratified a new six-year contract that was offered by a vote of 61% to 39%. They had rejected the previous two offers. And it is, I think, it is a symbol of what's happening with the economy and where we are with workers. Because, you know, you had 2 years of lockdowns, the economic juggernaut that everybody's been thrown into the middle of. So now there's labor activism, and there was a push for better conditions among these workers who decided, yeah, we're going to do that. So now they have a deal. And the deal offers raises of 5 to 6%, depending on what the job is, another 3% that will kick in 2023 and 2025, eliminating pensions for new hires. Workers rejected the offer and said, no, we're not going to do that. So instead, what has happened is this is what the new deal, I mean, they went through a couple of different deals of what they would accept. And what now they'll get instead, they made a few modifications to what a second agreement was. Worth throwing these numbers at you just to show you again what has happened with employees, and especially in a big labor union like this one. They get an immediate 10% raise, $8,500 ratification bonus. So boom, instant cash, 5% raises in 2023 and 2025. So they move those numbers just a little bit, even in a higher direction, and that was it. The vote passed. I think that a lot of the employees were ready to go back to work. And so now other companies saw the same thing happen. Nabisco, there were striking workers. Frito-Lay employees returned to work after negotiating for better terms for pay and working hours. And I think that this probably continues because guess what? The help wanted signs are everywhere, and finding employees and keeping good employees is very, very tough right now. All right, I started off mentioning Kyle Rittenhouse because I say this show is about the buzz in my backyard and your backyard, and everybody's still talking about this. Of course they are. So a 12-person jury is still deliberating. They asked a couple of questions on a Tuesday to get a copy of the jury instructions. They wanted that. Then they had more questions on Wednesday. They wanted to see some videos. The videos included FBI surveillance video and drone video of the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum. Defense attorney Mark Richards told a courtroom pool reporter that that's what they wanted. So in addition, they wanted to see live stream video of the other guy that was injured, Gage Grosskreutz, where he talks with Rittenhouse, and another video showing Rittenhouse fall to the ground and shoot at three people. Does that tell us anything of why they wanted to see that video? No. There's lots of ways you could interpret that, but they have asked a couple of times to see a few different things. So pretty interesting. Nothing happens on Wednesday. Now it goes back again to Thursday. This was a two-week trial. There was highly emotional, compelling testimony from a couple of different people, including Rittenhouse, who was incredibly overwrought when he was on the stand. So at the heart of this, though, is just this. The 18-year-old, who was 17 at the time, self-defense, gun ownership, being at the demonstration, he testified, "I didn't do anything wrong. I defended myself." He's charged with five felonies. It's worth listing them quickly for you in case you've forgotten, because this is significant. First-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, two counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and then the idea that the jurors could consider lesser offenses for two of the five counts. If, and that's a big word, convicted on the most serious charge, he could face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. And this, again, stems from what happened in Kenosha, the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a 29-year-old black man, and then the protests that were happening afterwards. So at the time, in August of 2020, Rittenhouse was dropped off by his mom with an AR-15-style rifle and joined up with a group of other people that were part of a big protest that was happening, you know, where people were walking through the streets, etc. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And I think the deliberations continue through the week. I mean, we'll see. If I'm reading the tea leaves, there might not be a decision by this jury by Friday. And you can talk to lots of attorneys about this. Who, if you're trying to figure this out and you're handicapping this, who does this fall in favor of, the defense or the prosecution? And I think right now it's at a stage where it's tough to tell because of what they've asked to see and how you could, really, honestly, how you could interpret that at this point. So, of course, all eyes are on that, and it's part of the virtual water cooler buzz, as I say. Everything is virtual still right now, right? There's lots of connecting, but we still got a lot of that virtual stuff happening. So many people watching this to see ultimately what happens here and whether or not it is one of those situations where, you know, the jury says, yeah, life in prison, which would be, I think, so surprising. If ultimately, that was the sentence, because that's come at a later date. Mm. All right, so much more to get to. We're going to do that during this hour, including your thoughts. We're going to hop on an early mailbag next. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score at the tail end of the hour, your chance to win fabulous prizes if you call in or email when we give you the game of the week in the NFL. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
The mail room. Lots of virtual mail flying around all over the place. Let's pick this one out of the air. Boom, Thomas, KVOI, listening to us in Arizona. And he asked my opinion on Congressman Paul Gosar and what happened there. Well, I got a text when that was going on. The House censured the congressman, ejecting him from a bunch of committees over this video depiction of AOC. So what it was, what it's worth, what the deal was here is that he tweeted an anime video that depicted him killing Congresswoman AOC and swinging swords at President Biden. So once that got out there and then there was the conversation, it was a 223 to 207 vote with one member voting present. So it's the first time in more than a decade that the House has censured one of its members. So this resolution removes Gosar from his assignments on the House Oversight and Natural Resources Committees. And, I mean, here's the problem. As a member of Congress, whether you can't stand AOC, in his case, makes sense, right? But the violent depiction, especially if you know anything about animes, and that really picked up steam on Twitter. It's like the joke you're not going to get away with. It's not, that's like a cartoon that's too violent that's not going to get slid under the rug. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pledged to strip several Democrats of their committee assignments if Republicans succeeded in taking control of the House next year, though. He didn't fight back on that, right? Few Republicans directed any kind of criticism at Gosar, but they know, oh, yeah, this is, you know, you post a video of you plunging a sword into the back of a colleague's neck. This is not going to go well. But Kevin McCarthy constantly lets the Democrats know, yeah, look out, look out, look out. I mean, so Gosar stood in the well of the House chamber as Nancy Pelosi read aloud the censure resolution and the verbal rebuke, if you will, of him. So you had Liz Cheney, for example, who was part, you know, again, Republicans, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, who joined Democrats in backing the measure. You had Congressman David Joyce, a Republican from Ohio who voted present, who cited his membership on the House Ethics Committee and the possibility that Gosar's posting could come before the, you know, the panel. In the remarks on the House floor ahead of the vote, so thanks for asking that question, Thomas. In the remarks on the House floor ahead of the vote, he rebuffed calls to apologize. Instead, he said it was a false narrative that the, you know, that the video was dangerous or threatening. He said it was not, that he was comparing himself to one of the country's founders, Alexander Hamilton, the first person attempted to be censured by this House, and insisted that the video was a symbolic rebuke of Biden's immigration policy. So there you have it. In Hamilton's case, he was accused of something different, not an anime, of course, at the time. It was mishandling some government loans, and the censure vote against him failed. So this one went through, and we'll see how the Republicans, again, keep score on this. I think McCarthy is already keeping score, regardless of what happened here, right? And this was like a 90-second clip, by the way. That people saw the 90-second clip. So, Thomas, here's what I think. You know, you in the times that we live in, and then you do something like that with a colleague on the floor. Again, you can completely dislike them and what they stand for, but there's that line, and so having that, especially in the Twitter sphere, go out, and so many people seeing it, you knew it was a matter of, I think, time before something was going to happen. I'm surprised in a way at the censure. I didn't think that would happen, but I knew there would be some way, and this way they strip them from the committees. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. This one from Marcus. Hey, thumbs up on the John Deere deal. Kate, I know you've been keeping an eye on it. I have several family members who feed the fams on what they've done for John Deere, and they were really getting the screws put to them. I don't know how to say it. They love their jobs, but boy, they were pinching pennies all over the place, and they were expecting blood. So in this case, I think it was so smart to not accept those contracts and the offers and wait and hold out and ultimately get what they wanted. And in the end, Deere is stronger and so much better for that anyway, keeping the best of the best because they have so many long-time dedicated employees. They might not have liked how the collective bargaining agreement went, but for once I think it went in the right direction. And I don't work for Deere. Like I said, a couple family members do, so I'm on top of what happened there. Well, power to the people, right? It's like what I said. Now, employees hold a lot of the cards. And in this case, when you have that many people that go off the job and you need those people, how are you replacing them? Only so many people can cross over to fill spots. There was no way. I mean, they had solidarity on their side and knew that they were going to be able to get more or closer to what they wanted, that's for sure. All right, it's interesting. This is something that I mentioned in the top when I cracked open the microphone, and I got this from Wendy. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I love it when people start that. I've never emailed the show, but I want you to know I'm here in the cheap seats listening whenever I can. So Biden is out on the road and he apparently was in Detroit, my hometown, and he was promoting electric cars, and he was promoting the future of what was going to happen as far as green, etc., and it was the visit to this General Motors plant that he was in that electric Hummer. There was lots of video that I happened to see of it because it was a big deal that he was in town. And he said that we're going to make sure jobs of the future end up here in Michigan and not in other parts of the world, and that Detroit is going to set a new pace for electric vehicles. Somehow I just have heard those words before, and I'm not so sure. I think that Detroit is going to lead the charge when it comes to these jobs with electric cars. In fact, I think so much is moving to Texas because of better brakes for the corporations. I don't know that that's what's going to happen in Detroit. I guess smart of the people around the president to make that stop in Michigan, especially with poor approval ratings. But I don't know how the electric car agenda is with zero emissions is really going to make some people feel warm and fuzzy. In fact, in Detroit, it may be for some quite the opposite. Well, not the opposite if there were jobs and if the press to have, you know, the press to have more electric cars, it becomes, we got to manufacture them. We got to, you know, we got to get them out there because we have all these orders and people are getting them. Well, you know, it's about supply and demand. So if there was the demand for it, then there would mean more jobs. And, you know, these charging stations, the reason I'm sure that was why the stop was there, because part of that infrastructure bill, remember, first you're on a bridge, and he was on a bridge in Rhode Island. Now the next day you're in Michigan, you're in an electric car, because part of that bill, some of that money, goes to charging stations, some of those EV charging stations, because the concern that a lot of people have is, are there going to be, if I can even afford an electric car, are there going to be charging stations when people first started that could afford the really expensive electric cars? Part of the problem was, wow, where do I charge up, right? Where do I do this? Yeah, and so that's the idea. There's going to be more charging stations, and these cars are going to be affordable. We will see. All right, last one quickly. Somebody asked about, and this was Jan, asked about, did I know about the partial lunar eclipse? I do. It's Thursday night. I do because I read it this morning. First or longest in 580 years Thursday night. They call it the Beaver Moon. 97% blocked by the darkest part of the Earth's shadow. Woohoo! Becomes a blood moon. I love blood moons.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Health officials are warning Americans about the uptick in hospitalizations among those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The concern about fading immunity against severe COVID infection comes as the FDA is expecting to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for adults 18 and older. The CDC reporting a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and residents of long-term care facilities who received their shots first. Jurors in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have concluded their deliberations for Wednesday. Rittenhouse is facing charges for fatally shooting two protesters and injuring a third during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Steil is calling for protesters not to repeat the actions of the summer of 2020. USA Radio News. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Shimani, and she's got an interesting thing that affects so many of us, Medicare open enrollment, right? She is the director of the Center for Medicare for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Shimani, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so this is important because this is open enrollment. So why is this such a big deal for so many people with Medicare?
Well, people's health care needs can change from year to year, and health plans can change their offerings each year, so shopping around and comparing plans can really pay off. People with Medicare should review their coverage to decide if there are better options based on changes to their current plan, their personal budget, and their health needs. Because even if you're happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs.
Yeah. And then this becomes the question that everybody always wants to know. Who's eligible for this? Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment?
Well, Medicare open enrollment is for all people with Medicare, which is health insurance for people 65 or older, certain people under 65 with disabilities, and people of any age with end-stage renal disease.
All right. So that's good to know. When does open enrollment end?
December 7th is the last day of the Medicare open enrollment period, during which people with Medicare can shop for a plan for 2022 and make changes to their coverage if they decide to. After December 7th, people with Medicare will have to wait until next year's open enrollment period to review coverage options in Medicare. So this is why we strongly encourage people with Medicare to review their coverage right now and see if they can find better value. Because, again, even if you're happy with your current coverage, you may find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs.
Yeah, oh, but it's so important to remember that date, December 7th, December 7th. We can't say it enough. Where can people get help with comparing plans? Because that's the other thing they're thinking about, obviously.
Yeah, so we've tried to make it as easy as possible. To review and compare Medicare plans, you can simply go to Medicare.gov. That's Medicare.gov and click on Find Plans. You can add the prescription drugs that you are taking to this plan finder and do a side-by-side comparison of plan coverage, costs, and quality ratings to help you more easily see the differences between plans and to feel confident in your choice. Now, if you choose a new plan for 2022, you can enroll right there. And if your current coverage still works the best for you, then you don't have to do anything further.
Yeah. And then the last one, because this is what people are, I think, sometimes are timid about or afraid to raise their hand and ask for help. But if you need help paying for Medicare costs, is there help for that?
Yes, there is. So if you have Medicare and you're facing challenges paying for health care, you may qualify for Medicare savings programs that are run by your state. These programs are for people with limited income and resources to help pay some or all of their monthly payments to Medicare, co-pays to the doctor, prescription drugs, and other costs. And this could add up to thousands of dollars each year in savings, depending on your situation. So if your income for 2021 is below $18,000, it is worth seeing if a program like this is available to you. And how you can do so is by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. So I mentioned the website, Medicare.gov. We also have a 24-hour phone number, 1-800-MEDICARE. We are here 24 hours a day, including weekends. And by calling this number, you can get additional support in finding a plan that's best for you, in seeing if there's a program that can help you to pay for your medical costs. And 1-800-MEDICARE can also help you to find free personalized health insurance counseling in your local community as well, the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP. So Medicare.gov and 1-800-MEDICARE are the two things you need to remember, and we are here to help you to really be able to find the plan that works best for you.
All right. Tremendously important information, Mina. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, so good stuff. Certainly pay attention to the website that she gave out, because if you know someone in your life who's relying on this, or you yourself are relying on it, you want to make sure that you get all that in and get the make the best decisions you can make and poke around. I had some older friends that just went on to the program, and they ended up getting, I think they got Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever it was, but you know how you have to go through all the different health plans, and that date is coming up, so it's smart to be obviously on top of that. Something that has really, really infuriated so many people, right? So we told you something good. If you can stay up, you can see the blood moon, right? And hopefully you don't have to drive anywhere because gas is so bloody expensive. I have every person I think that I know in my life has reached out to touch me to complain about gas and what is the deal with gasoline and why is it so, so high. Well, first of all, the White House is blaming the oil industry with the gas prices, and it's creating, of course, more political turmoil. So the president called on the Federal Trade Commission to launch an investigation into oil and gas companies, saying that their anti-consumer behavior has led to the high gas prices. And this message was suddenly amplified on Wednesday through social media. And of course, they're trying to, I think, tackle the critics who say that they're not, the administration isn't doing enough to counter what's happening with inflation and the rising prices, and how is that holding back the economy, and is it holding back the economy? Because there's big arguments over that. So, I mean, look, this is the bottom line. Gas prices are high. They're high. There's no question about it. And when I pull up to fill up, I'm just like, the wheel of fortune. Let me guess what it's going to land on. So even if I'm shopping around with my gas buddy, but oil and gas companies' costs, what the president is saying, are declining. So they want to know whether there's illegal conduct that's costing families at the pump, and this needs to be looked into. So there's a big push on the pedal on gas prices, and I think it's, you know, again, fighting back the political snowballs and what's happening with consumers. And the prices of so much have rose. What has it been? It's been like 6.2%. Like, that number's stuck in my head. And gasoline prices are just one part of the broader economy. But they have a big stake in political influence. Absolutely. There's just no question about it. Because that's the one, I mean, that's the one bellwether, right? You've got to fill up, unless you're riding your bike to work or you're working from home and you don't have to go pick up kids or do any running around of any sort that's going to really cost you a lot of gas. So we know, I keep saying the prices. I mean, of course, obviously they shot up, and especially because during the pandemic, it was the opposite effect where you weren't seeing that. So we'll see what they ultimately, what the FTC says, you know, and whether or not they're going to come up with something that's going to blow us away. I don't think that they're going to, but they're stepping up their investigations of abusive behavior, is what they're calling it, that could drive gas prices higher. But there hasn't been any big actions on that. You know, they haven't seen that, because it's always that battle of refined fuel and consumer prices, and plus people were so used to seeing that, you know, seeing that number low, and then all of a sudden it's that same sticker shock that, whoa, what happened? We turned around and then got slammed by this. You know what's interesting is the Midwest has really getting it the worst. So for everybody listening to me in the Midwest, I feel you. I spent many years in the Midwest, when it was cold, and I saw that it was, of course, much more expensive when it comes to heating an apartment or heating a house or whatever. But especially now, inflation is terrible in the Midwest. The consumer price index, which, you know, including in Michigan, right, 6.6% in October from a year ago. So remember, 6.2% around the country, basically. It's higher in the Midwest. I mean, the Midwest and parts of the South in the past year, you know, depending, and you look at the inflation data that's out there. So I guess what I was reading from the chief economist from Comerica Bank, Robert Dye, who was quoted as saying, people who have never lived through inflation suffer from what economists call money illusion. So that means they feel good about getting a 3% raise while not realizing that inflation is running at 6% a year and their purchasing power is actually going backwards. It's funny how numbers work that way, isn't it? Congratulations, you got a 6% raise. Oh, that's right. Or 3% raise. And, oh, yeah, that's right. 6% is where inflation is right now. And that 3% number, especially because of the pandemic, is a number that a lot of people in those traditional jobs are familiar with, because a lot of times that's what the average is. That's what they get. 31-year high with inflation. Ooh, got to be feeling it, people. I feel you. I know. Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, that is where you can send me all of your thoughts. Coming up next, we got Nail the Score.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. We just get deeper and deeper into this. I mean, I know I say this all the time, and it's just, it is. It's that old chestnut I keep trotting out for you, but it is hard to believe how quickly this year has flown by, and especially there's something about hitting football season, and maybe because it gives us a break from all the craziness of what's happening in our world, right? So we get that, I call it the break. I'm sorry, you get the break to just watch some football, right? And then here, you could have some bragging rights if you correctly nail the score. So, without further ado, a couple of quick things. One, you can easily jump on it by sending me your guess until the top of the hour, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or you can give us a call, and that's easy to do, too, at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's how easy that is. Just remember that. Okay, so the game of the week. Wow, Packers and the Vikings. Nah, it's not the Packers and the Vikings. Washington and the Panthers. No,
Washington is 3-6. The Panthers are interesting, though, with Cam Newton being back, but that's certainly not what the game of the week is. The game of the week is the Cowboys and the Chiefs. I mean, who knows what you're going to get at Arrowhead with Pat Mahomes, but hey, Kansas City is a 2.5-point favorite. The Chiefs are 6-4. The Cowboys, 7-2. They bounced back and had a big week last week. The Cowboys did. And so both of these teams coming in off of a win and feeling pretty good. The over-under in this, the point total, 56 just for grins, I'll tell you that. And I think it does have the makings of a good game. Let's hope we see a good game. That's what we want, right? Pete is out of the bunker. I love that he calls in. Hey, Pete, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen here?
Oh, man, this is going to be a good one.
It is.
Yep. I am going to take... I got to stick with my Cowboys. They're doing pretty good. I'm going to go 38-35
Cowboys. Yeah, I like it. The Cowboys have been fun to watch, actually.
Yeah. Bust that over-under. You know, I think there's going to be lots of scoring going on.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree with you. It's going to be fun to watch.
Now,
Pete, as always.
10-2.
Yeah, and after we say that, we make a big deal. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of points, right, Pete? And then I'll have to re-rack this tape. Crazy. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. Sharon, in the opposite direction, in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
What do you think, Sharon? Do you like the Cowboys in this one, or do you like Kansas City?
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I used to live in Missouri.
Oh, Missouri is so pretty. So you used to live in Missouri. You went Missouri and Maine. Couldn't be more opposite.
No. I was born there. We lived there for a brief time.
Ah, okay. So just a little bit. Because you're definitely all Maine to me. So Kansas City, what do you think?
I'm going to say 34-31.
34-31 Chiefs. All right. So we got two opposites here. Thanks, Sharon. Enjoy the game. With Pete going with the Cowboys and with Sharon going with KC, he gets to be the tiebreaker on the air. Let's go to Nate, the technical maestro of the show. Nate, what do you think? I know that you have a lot invested in football these days. Who do you think wins this one, the Cowboys or the Chiefs?
These and all days. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. How about... 35-24
Cowboys. I like it, Nate.
No.
This is tough because you know, Kansas City's getting the respect with that 2.5, but it's so tough to, when you look at the Chiefs, which Pat Mahomes are you getting? It's not all on Pat Mahomes. There have been some flubs, drops, everything else in between. I mean, that's football, right? Penalties, that kind of stuff. I'm just thinking the Cowboys, boy, they slammed, they defeathered the Falcons 43-3. But the Chiefs aren't the Falcons. The Falcons had different weak spots. I think in looking at Kansas City, And the rhythm recently that they've had, coming off of also a big win, beating the Raiders in another snorefest, 41-14. In fact, you know, beating the Packers, that there wasn't there was Jordan Love in at quarterback, so, you know, no Aaron Rodgers. Still, I give him credit for that. And they narrowly beat the Giants. Some of those losses have been so ugly. I'm going with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have the momentum. The offensive coordinator's been doing a great job. They made up for the bump game, and I think it's close, though. I like the Cowboys to probably win this 38-34. You two can weigh in by simply quickly, because we have run out of time so quickly, you can call us at 855-266-5283, or easy to flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Who do you think is going to win? You don't have to know anything about football. You're just picking one of the sides, the Chiefs or the Cowboys, and what is the final score for the what's the final score in that game? That's what we are looking for. And here we are, week 11. Week 11, my friends, in the NFL. Wow. Couple of quick notes. I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He didn't practice. He had a little bit of a toe injury. So he sat out practice on Wednesday, but they're definitely planning to play him on Sunday. That's the word anyway. In the meantime, the Jets are going with a different quarterback. They're starting Joe Flacco because, of course, Zach Wilson is still recovering from a knee injury, but it could have been Mike White instead, Joe Flacco. Isn't it funny? I mean, 6-7 years ago, we were just talking about how great Joe Flacco is as the Ravens quarterback. Now here he is getting put in for Zach Wilson. But anyway, he'll be in place of White, who is a huge fan favorite, by the way. They feel like he's the one with the history there, and it's a young group, and that he's the guy that should be in there in this case. So there you go. Other quick notes to mention include this, that you had a judge on Wednesday who ordered former Raider receiver Henry Ruggs III to appear before her on Monday after learning he missed a required alcohol test while on house arrest. This story was so sad. This was a fatal crash he's accused of causing by driving drunk. He had speeds up to 156 miles an hour. And, it was just an incredibly sad, sad story. The crash and the fire that happened on November 2nd. And, surprising that he wasn't hurt. His blood alcohol content after the crash was 0.16%, twice the legal limit for drivers in Nevada. Witnesses say they heard screams and they tried to rescue the 23-year-old woman and her dog in there, where she was trapped in her Toyota RAV4. But the fuel tank ruptured and there was just nothing anybody could do. So, so sad, 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 sad. All right, I hope somebody nails the score. We'll see. Trust me, I know that we've got 3 or 4 emails. We will put you in the mix and maybe you win this time around. Thanks for playing, everybody. I went down to the ball game. Football game. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.